So this the book was an attempt to capture some of that uniqueness and excitement, and to put it into two hard covers. No mean feat, I think.
Is it unusual for the sort of heavy science to come together with the art and the social and the, you know, storytelling aspects of a place into one publication?
Yeah, I think it is. I think unfortunately scientists have a little bit of a tendency to keep their work to themselves or to their scientific colleagues, and the work doesn't always get out there to a broader audience. It's probably a great shame that that is the case. There are means, I think, that the science can be made exciting and can be got out to a broader audience, and hopefully the merging of the sorts of things in this book, the artworks, the photographs, the style of writing, the contributions from all the people who live in the region, is one way to go to achieve that sort of, I guess, more encompassing view and to get that information and excitement out there to a much broader public.
Chris, you've been coming out here as a scientist for over 20 years. What perhaps is one of the highlights?
I think one of the highlights has got to be in times like now, where you've got a really big rainfall event or a very big flooding event, and the country just transforms. And everywhere you step, you walk around at night and there are frogs that are either coming up out of the ground or calling for mates. There are geckos that are wandering around. By day, there are birds everywhere and the carpets of wildflowers. It's just a wonderful time to be here.
What is important about having an event like this to launch this material?
I think because the book itself was such an attempt to include local people's ideas and histories and stories, how they manage the land, how they achieve conservation objectives, as well as the science that has been carried out by usually people from the big cities. Getting everybody together to try to achieve these common goals has been a really wonderful thing, and it's hard to imagine a better venue than this gallery in the Stockman's Hall of Fame.
Now, what would you like for somebody who is not really familiar with this region to sit down and read this book? What would you like them to be thinking, feeling when they come to the end of it?
It'd be really nice if they came to the end and thought, wow, that's a really fascinating part of the planet. I'd love to go there and spend some time. If I can, I'd like to go there more than once and see how the country changes between the dry times and the wet, these incredible boom and bust periods that so characterise the desert channels.